I have been lacking a game on my phone that I can just lose myself in. No thoughts, zoning out, but also still challenged, like I can't stop playing. Well, along came June's journey. So June Parker has to search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game, but you also get this captivating detective story while also being set in the 1920s. Each chapter uncovers a collection of hidden objects that you use to solve the murder. So on top of solving the mystery, you also get this fun option to customize your very own luxurious estate island. You can have expansive gardens, beautiful buildings. You can really let your imagination run wild. I love the little script that plays out. I love June's journey, literally. I love the clothes. I love the sets that you're looking for objects in. I just have the best time laying in my bed, winding down, zoning out, building my island estate, solving the murder of June's sister. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So how about that fight between Marge and Jen, huh? It was pretty brutal. It was like a continuation of the reunion, which was horrible. I can't stand when, you know what it is? Marge doesn't have any pizzazz when she fights. She just goes so... You know, at least Jen threw in a little funny line, you know, with your driving Miss Daisy hat. It's like the Atlanta women fight and scream and say horrible things to each other, and there's no denying that. But they throw in funny lines, and at least it's, you know, it's got some technique. It's got some, it's reading. But Marge, she starts baring her teeth. She's like, and says things like, "You don't have any friends." My God, Lord. And look, Jen obviously played her part too. I'm not taking that away. But that fight was just like, oh, this... The cast couldn't talk. They couldn't keep the scene going. It just stunted everything. The entire, like, I don't think I've ever seen a fight between two cast members completely ruin an event like that. Like, just between just two of them. I've seen a fight that starts with two and then it erupts and more people get involved. I'm like, I hate bringing this fight up because it was so horrible, but thinking of Roni with Ebony at Luann's and how that just spiraled and then Ebony was asked to leave Luann's house. That was awful. I'm so sorry to even bring that up. That was horrible. But it was awful, this fight. It was horrible. But honestly, like, at least Jen threw in a funny one-liner for us to hold on to. What did Marge give us? Nothing but mean. So if I had to pick a side about who, I don't want to say whose side. No, I'm going to pick it. I'll pick Jen's side.
I think I've been pretty fair when I call when I've been calling out Jen for her part this season. But Marge has been awful to Jen over the years. Awful. And don't get me wrong, Jen's been terrible as well, but it's 9 times out of 10 in retaliation to Marge. Marge does apologize, though. There's that. Marge does apologize. This is the problem with Jersey. It ping-pongs back and forth, where one person does something, then the other person does something, then they just keep going, but you did that, but you did that, but you did that, but you did that. It's exhausting. Should we get into the recap? Huh? Before I do that, I got to give my Patreon a little plug because I've lowered prices. Because in this economy, who can afford anything? So to join the Patreon to get access to episodes early and ad-free, it's only $3 a month now. And for just $6 a month, you get access to all the bonus episode content, the audio version, and you get a chance to vote in the bonus episodes or on the next bonus episodes. And for $10 a month, you join the Moment tier and you get all the video access ad-free, as well as all the other perks. And if you haven't already, could you please rate and review 5 stars? I want to get that rating back up. On Spotify too, not just on Apple. My Spotify rating went down to 4.7. I want to be a 4.8 again. I know I'm not for everybody and I'm kind of an asshole, but I will get a 4.8 again someday. Anyway, love you guys. Mean it. Let's get into the recap. Here at She Speaks Bravo, we believe that Bravo TV is a great form of self-care and therapy. Look at me. I've been using it for over a decade, and I am a complete mess. That's me, by the way. I'm Emily, and I'm your host on this journey.
What is this, honey?
I love that.
If you're not already subscribed, get subscribed and hit that notification bell because I'm releasing new episodes at least 3 times a week.
Clip! You fool!
That's my opinion!
I talk Bravo, I talk true crime, and sometimes I talk a little scripted. So whatever you're here for, I hope you enjoy the show. Danielle and her husband Nate are coaching Valentina and her son for the party, the entrance, the performance. It's a performance, and Nate is into it. It was adorable. Is it problematic? I don't know. Or is it not good to do this with children? I don't have kids. I don't know if this is good or bad. But I mean, it's a performance. Like Nate like pirouettes in and gets on his knee, and then like confetti gun goes off. Valentina informs him she has 2 boyfriends coming to the party. She's very much like her mother. Very cute, adorable kids. Although Quinn, who was on my podcast three episodes ago, maybe, he said he does not trust those kids. He doesn't trust this family. He said he's the jury is still out on them, he says. But so far, from what I'm seeing, at least the way they're presenting on camera, in terms of the world of Jersey, the Real Housewives of New Jersey, this like microcosm that we watch, they're funny. Danielle's going over the guest list and reminds us that Rachel and Jen are not cool. And says, they better not fight at my daughter's party. I'll go off. We were missing an accent like this. We really needed an accent this thick from a newbie. We really did. Over at Rachel's house, I mean, this is her shore house, right? This is a newborn she's got, like brand new. Rachel's a cool stepmom. She is. She tries to, he's telling a story about being with his friends. And she's like, is that when you were drinking the vodka? And he is clearly so busted because he like stops mid-sentence. His whole body freezes. But then he's like, no, I've never had vodka in my life. She's like, This is what's funny, because when you've partied, if you have that type of mom, stepmom, dad, whatever, you're screwed. Because she talks about how she used to be fist pumping Jersey Shore head type of chick. I would have killed to see that. Her parents arrive. We meet her family. Her family seems amazing, right? Her mom is Jewish. Her dad is Italian. Her grandmother has no filter. It's been a minute since we've had a fun grandma. We miss Nono, you know, so we need a new character like this. This is amazing. Her brother Eric seems awesome. We find out that John, her husband, has sole custody of Jaden. And the reason is because, quote, Jaden's birth mother has her own issues that she needs to work out. Oh, I want to know. Oh, I want to know. But doesn't that really make John even more likable? Right? God, I want to know. But then she tells the fam about how Jennifer came for her shitty nose job. And they're like, who? So what? So just when you join the Housewives, the stories that you start to tell people that you've encountered, because it's all so normalized to us, but they're like, what the hell? What was she saying? She's like, yeah, she was in my face screaming at me, calling me a fucking idiot. And grandma goes, don't ever say that word around me, okay? And they're like, what, idiot? She goes, did you say guinea? I love that we're gonna get her peppered throughout the show now. Melissa and Antonia. God, Melissa and Antonia, they go on their drive. Okay. Was this scene just so that Melissa could show us that she doesn't get Antonia involved in the drama? Because she knows that Teresa gets her kids involved in the drama? Or does she genuinely not get Antonia involved in the drama? I mean, it's her right to film scenes with her children just like Teresa does. You know, I want to be fair here. Like, I know that I go hard on Melissa, but that's because I feel like there's a reason to. But it's not fair to say she's not allowed to have scenes with her daughter talking about these things when Teresa gets to film scenes with her daughters talking about these scenes. But Melissa uses her daughter quite often for storylines, and it pisses me off. Like when she forced her daughter to talk about sex on camera and her body changing, and Antonia was like, you did not run this by me, and I'm going to go hide in a bathroom now. It's like they didn't really have a point of this scene other than to say, so, you know, I'm not trying to accuse her of this, but it's like the scene is they get in the car, they drive, and it's funny because Antonia can't go through the drive-thru. It's so funny. Like I related to that because before you get your depth perception, it is terrifying. So she has to get out and then they switch back. But before they start driving again, Melissa has to have the conversation about the Zia Teresa drama, which obviously was like the point of the scene, I'm sure. Like when they had it on the schedule, it was like, okay, we're going to film this scene. And this is where Melissa's going to talk about the drama and how you don't get her involved in the drama. You know what I mean? Which is like, well, okay, then don't have the scene. Well, it's not a storyline, but it is a storyline that you're creating. Do you see what I'm saying? I feel like I'm not explaining this properly because it's an odd conversation to have if you're not having it. It's like, then just don't talk about it. It's like, You know the drama with me and Teresa, right? And you know how we don't get you guys involved in it? Okay. If you guys hear any background noise, I'm so sorry. My sister has some friends over. And this recap has to be recorded now because I'm so behind. So, you know, we're just going to have to deal with a little background conversation never hurt anybody. But okay, I think you guys are understanding what I'm saying. And if not, we can discuss further next week. But I don't want to be unfair because it is Melissa's right to have a scene with her daughters, just like it is Teresa's right. Because speaking of, the very next scene is Teresa going to the bridal shop with her daughters. And I love that she wants words on the veil. And this guy comes out having sketched love. And then she's like, actually, we're going to change it. We're going to change it to these Italian words that are on my parents' mausoleum. And he's like, that's great. I'm going to go sketch that, even though I just sketched this. That's cool. Okay. Fine. And so Teresa says, you know, we've been together for 2 years. And Gia's like, oh my God, here we go again. Oh, my parents got married in 3 months. Joe and Melissa, they moved in a month. They moved in after a whole month. It's like, Mom, you always say this. We get it. You and Louie have been together. This makes me happy to know that Gia makes fun of her mom for the stuff that we would make fun of her for, because it keeps her grounded, if that's possible. This is good. It's good to know that they're not just like blowing smoke up her ass all the time. Here's something I found interesting. Teresa asks, though, if Melissa talked to them the other night. Gia says it was just hi and bye. And I'm like, but I mean, she would have talked more, but y'all were pretty savage and just stared at her. I mean, that's not fair. To be fair, that she was trying to talk to you guys and you just kind of nodded. Fair. I give you that. You're allowed to, but you just did the knowing the cold stare, that, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you did. So she eventually was like, okay, I'm going to go over here and get a drink. But Teresa's like, that makes me sad. And Melania's like, hello, I haven't seen you in a year, you know? And then in Gia's confessional, she says the last time they felt united as a family was right before Louie. Noted. Just gathering evidence right now. Just trying to piece things together. I'm just picking things up along the way. And then when they talk about whether or not Joe would, because of course Joe's not walking her down the aisle, and she's like, it's who knows if Joe will even come. And Melania's like, if he doesn't come, we're done. All right. And you know, when Melania says shit like that, I feel like Melania always has like a switchblade in her hand. But Melania was like, if he doesn't come, and she's like, the switchblade pulls it out. She's like, he's dead to me. And she takes the switchblade and like puts it across. He's dead to me. I've been on a hair journey, and what I have learned is there is just simply no one size fits all solution to hair care, because your hair and your hair goals are completely unique to you. Like, I have been dealing with a ton of shedding and hair loss. My scalp gets very oily, and also I've been dealing with a lot of flakiness. But thanks to my personalized pros routine, I honestly can say that I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personalized. And they use natural ingredients that have very proven results. And every product in your routine has been customized for you specifically, from the shampoo to the supplements. And first, you do this consultation, which is fun. It's like a quiz
and they ask about your hair goals. So like I said, I want less shedding. I need more volume, less oiliness, fix the flakiness in my scalp. And in this in-depth consultation, they ask about you as a person. Pros ask some sort of unexpected things like, where do you live? Your eating habits? How often do you work out? But they factor in environmental factors like UV rays, pollution, humidity, wind. So then Pros takes your answers and handpicks these clean ingredients to help you reach your hair goals. And guys, these are ingredients I would put in like a green juice. They gave me this pre-shampoo scalp mask. I didn't even know you make those. And there's grapefruit oil, hyaluronic acid, plant collagen, kombucha tea, and probiotics. This helps with scalp soothing, scalp health, fiber repair, hair strength, sebum control, kale, spirulina, vitamin B6. Also, I got supplements that help with scalp health, hair growth. My hair has never felt stronger, fuller. I even got compliments just the other day because I went to the dermatologist and they asked if I had extensions in my hair. I said, why? They said, you have very thick hair. Me. Okay, I'll take it. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty too. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. And if you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the key to achieving all your hair goals this year. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/shespeaks. That's PROSE.com/shespeaks for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. For us Bravo fans, specifically Vanderpump Rules fans, this has been a stressful week. We are overstimulated and exhausted with all of the new information coming in about the Tom and Raquel scandal. And usually this would make me kind of panic, go into stomach aches and headaches and anxiety. But because I've incorporated Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm into my daily routine, I'm feeling good. The thing about Just Thrive Probiotic is the strain that they use arrives in your gut alive. And I did not know that that was not a thing all probiotics did or were supposed to do. But by arriving in your gut alive, it gets rid of bad bacteria and replenishes it with good bacteria. And when your gut health is good, your mental health is good because a bunch of serotonin and stuff that you assume is just in your brain is actually in your gut. Life-changing information. If you have kids too, and they're like, ew, I don't want to take a probiotic, you can just open the capsule and sprinkle it in food or in drinks and they won't even notice. But now about the Just Calm. Just Calm has kept me level-headed. And it's because it's clinically proven to promote a healthy response to everyday stress, encourage a steady, serene, and balanced mood, drive mental clarity, focus, and alertness, and even support great energy and optimal sleep. Hello. Just Thrive products have more clinical research than just about anyone else in the industry. They're all natural and they have a money back guarantee. If you're ready to up your wellness game and beat bloat, digestive issues, stress, and more, you can get 15% off a bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and a bottle of Just Calm when you use promo code SHESPEAKS at justthrivehealth.com. While you're there, make sure to check out all of the other research-based products. They have everything you can imagine for optimal gut and immune health, and they even have a probiotic for your fur baby, all with a bottom-of-the-bottle guarantee. Take control of your health this year with Just Thrive.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Jennifer and Melissa go to lunch. And I'm like, what world are we in? But listen when I say this. Jennifer, I am all for you forming new alliances. I think it's a smart strategy. But what you're doing wrong is you're not playing your cards right. She's not being subtle enough. And Melissa plays all sides. So you're trusting Melissa with way too much information right away. So while I do want you to form this alliance and outnumber Marge, it's like she's showing all her hands right away. She tells her everything. Well, not everything. She tells her some of the things that Laura girl said. Now, look, I can only, you know, we don't know everything Laura said, but something tells me that the things Laura said that Marge has been saying over the years, and that was like all Jen needed. Jen and Teresa were like, we knew it. Marge is a snake, and whatever truce we had, supposedly, no, there's no fucking truce. She's a snake. We knew she was a snake. We're not playing her game anymore. Okay. But she's clunky with this alliance. Jennifer's also had it. She's, in my opinion, very much been picked on by people that do the same things they claim she does. But Jennifer doesn't have her delivery so often and abrasive. And she's almost too good with her words. It's very much a Kenya and Candace problem. And when she tells Melissa, the thing that she chooses to tell Melissa is interesting as well. I feel like it's maybe the safest thing she chooses to tell her, but also the most kind of okay, so when Joe and Melissa were having their problems, it was kind of obvious that Joe, it brought out the most misogynistic side of Joe when they were going through their issues, because you could tell Joe was resentful that Melissa wasn't just like a stay-at-home mom waiting for him to come home from work in like a lingerie nightie so that she could like suck his dick and then wake up and do it all over again. You know, he was such a pig. And Jen's like, yeah, Laura said that Marge used to tell you to leave him so you could be with a ball player. And Melissa's like, well, yeah, I mean, she would joke about that. You know, Joe and I were having problems. And then they flash back to those times and you're like, that's not really the worst thing that Marge could have done. That's sort of like what you do for a friend when they're going through issues with their shitty partner. And you say, dump that lug. We could totally get you a better guy. But for Jen, Jen's so traditional, and that's kind of the part that always fucks with Marge and Jen's friendship, because for Jen, it's like, who tells someone to leave their husband? No one does that. It's like, this is kind of a weak point to pick, but I feel like maybe it was the safest one. It was like her test with Melissa, like, I'll drop this one to see what you do with it. She's gonna run and tell it to Margaret. And sure enough, we get to Jen Fessler's house the very next scene. Before that happens, though, so we get to Jen Fessler's. By the way, Marge has to get surgery on her arm. But Melissa gets there and Jen says to Melissa, tell me you're hungry. And Melissa lies and says, I'm always hungry. No, you're not. Okay, you're not. It's a lie. Very, very envious of Melissa's beautiful body, in case you couldn't tell, and her seemingly amazing willpower to eat, like last season when she ate plain lettuce and served it to Joe and her child. Moving on. But Melissa immediately tells Marge. She's like, she tells her she was complaining that you pick on her. And she says, you know, watch my back with you. And that you said, you know, when we were having problems, I should be with the ball player. Not the worst thing in the world, by the way. But all Marge hears is that Jen is trying to do what I do, which is run this group, run my alliances. Because Marge is all about power and domination. And so Marge says, though, if she had been around when Bill was cheating on her, she would have said to leave him and take all his money and be with someone else. And for feminist people, that's like, yeah, go ahead. That's not the worst thing. This is where I have a hard time connecting with Jen, because it's like, it's not, that's just what you do. That's where like the uber traditional side of Jen gets me confused. It's almost like an ignorance. And this is where they could join up and be friends. But then Marge turns into an evil monster because she gets so vengeful with Jen. So they kind of sit down and they talk a little bit about Danielle. Danielle's whole thing about how she's not talking to her brother because of Instagram and that whole thing. Isn't that so bizarre that she's totally sticking with that? Because like no one's buying it. Like if you really want people, isn't that a weird thing to want people to think? Like, I wouldn't want people to think that that was the reason why I'm not talking. Like, because that's too petty. I would be like, no, no, no. It's way more than that, guys. Because that sounds like, well, then you must have had a bad relationship. No one's believing you, Danielle. No one's believing you. So Fessler gives a toast. And someone's like, oh, my God, your house is beautiful. And she goes, look, I'm not one to brag. And Jackie goes, oh, you're going to love Jennifer then. And this is where Jennifer would win if she could just own the fact that she brags. But this is kind of almost where Jennifer is like kind of dumb. She's like, but I don't brag about things. I just explain things. Like, what? And then Marge has to jump on it. She's like, why are you getting defensive, Jennifer? And Jackie realizes where this is going. And she's like, I would like out of this. I was just kidding, by the way, Jen. Please do not pull me into whatever tornado is about to happen. And Teresa is like, I just remembered I hate Jackie. And she goes, yeah, because you have $40 million and you don't talk about it. I'm like, wait, does she really? 40 million? Can we go back to that? And Jennifer says something pretty intelligent. We got to admit this. She says, it's all perspective and everyone's going to perceive it differently, whether they like you or not. Facts. Boom. That's so true. Because if you hate someone, everything they say, you're going to hate everything that comes out of their mouth. If you like someone, you're going to twist it and bend it to make everything they say something. That's okay. We like it. And then here comes Marge. Why are you trying to change my good friend's opinion of me? And now it kicks off. Because that's my opinion, says Jen. And Marge saying, why are you still trash talking me after we made up? You're trash talking her. You had a whole scene trash talking her. Why? Like, so she has a gag order? You know, like, you made up, sure, but it's like, what is she supposed to do? Say nothing but I love Marge. Marge is amazing. Marge is fantastic. You're not saying that about her. Just accept that, like, you're not perfect. But I guess, you know what? Fine. Sure. Okay. Go ahead. Keep fighting, guys. I get up. You just have to with these two. And Jennifer's thing is, again, you're telling me what to talk about. I can talk about whatever I want. And now Marge, with this dumbass accusation, that's why you can't have genuine relationships. What the fuck are you talking about, Marge? Danielle jumps in and she's like, okay, I'm friends with her. And all she did was just give me the history of what happened. And Marge is like, who does that? I haven't given anyone any history. Doubtful.
by the way.
Fessler, though, is like, she hasn't told me anything. She's told me nothing about anyone. I don't buy that. And but then Jen goes, well, I never did anything to her. Marge is like, okay, really? Jen's like, I was just giving her the history. And Marge becomes, she goes on to a level I've never seen. She's like, you think she's ever going to love you more than she loves me?
Whoa.
For some reason, the producers decide to throw Rachel's unnecessary, like, confessional commentary into this. I'm like, we don't need it. I don't need to hear the newbie talking about who does this. I hate when they do that. Grown women fighting. Who does? Okay, thank you. Edit it out. I don't need it. Now they're just screaming at each other. Marge is screaming. Jen is screaming. Jen, I have a family, which is something you would never know about. Marge, I have a good marriage, you stupid bitch. Whoa. Okay. And then Jen says, you're so fucking jealous. Jealous? Okay, so maybe you did say she was jealous. Maybe you did say jealous, not threatened. And then Jen goes to this weird, like, then Jen starts to lose it. She's like, you encourage people to leave their husbands. Like with Melissa, you encourage them to leave your husband, Melissa. That's what you do. I'm like, okay, now we're, even Danielle's like, Jen, breathe. You're losing the fight. But Fessler has had it. She's like, this is not Teresa's house. I have neighbors. And Teresa takes this opportunity to go, yes, I have 6 acres. How many do you have? Teresa, what the fuck? Fessler goes, not 6. Then Marge goes, you see how stupid she is? Ew. Ew. And Jen goes, you're stupid. You think I'm going to sit here and let her call me stupid? That fucking old lady in the corner is going to call me stupid? Okay, now it's like, it won't stop. And then Marge says, you are nothing but a disheveled little drug addict. What? Because she smokes pot? What? This is such Karen behavior. And then Jen at least comes back with the funny line. She goes, stop with your driving Miss Daisy hat. It just goes back and forth and back and forth. And then Marge is like, I'm going to leave. But then Jen's like, you're not leaving. And then Dolores tries to tell Jen to stop. And then Jen's like, see, why don't you tell Marge to stop? And then Fessler's like, Marge isn't leaving. Jen, I want you to leave. So then Teresa leaves with her. And the editing was weird, too. The way, like, once Jen leaves with Teresa, Fessler's like, okay, ladies, let's go inside. They give us a little bit of conversation, and then, okay, ladies, leave. I'm like, what? It was very weird. Very strange editing. Now we get Danielle's daughter's birthday. Lots of pink. Jen's daughter, Olivia, is so sweet. She comes with her. And so Jen is talking with Rachel and she's like, everything I say gets turned around. And she's like with you. It's funny. Danielle and her husband are looking over there and she's getting nervous. And Nate's like, it's a 5-year-old birthday party. And Danielle's like, you would think. She knows. She gets it. She's seen the show. And Rachel says, I didn't appreciate you screaming in my face, calling me a fucking idiot. And Jen goes, the thing is, I react off people's actions. Jen, like, fair. I just wish for once Jen would go, that might have been an overreaction. Maybe I need to learn to control that. I just wish that would happen one time. Because people may do something, but she doesn't always need to bite back so hard. It's like people may do something and then you may feel like, oh, that felt like a slight. But you don't have to go back so extremely hard. But then Jen is explaining again. She's like, I was just trying to tell you the history. Dolores, she did something really fucked up to me. And I'm not saying something that's negative. The facts are negative. That made me mad. I'm like, so that's, they're not giving the history then. That's not, those aren't facts you're giving. That's
That's your interpretation of the facts. And then Rachel's like, this is your shit to work out with her. Well, then why'd you interject? Why'd you get in the middle of it? And Jen's like, yes, I'm doing what I need to do to move forward with her. Are you? I don't think you are. Okay, I think you're staying bitter intentionally. But anyway, they do the cute Valentina presentation. Teresa loves it. This is so up Teresa's alley. She's like, this is my thing. So cute. We find out Olivia, Jen's daughter, wants to be a therapist for couples to fix their problems. Oop. But then Louie asks Jen what happened with Margaret. I'm like, oh. And she says, she called me a disheveled drug addict. So Louie looked hot. I don't normally find Louie attractive, but I was like, hey, Louie. Okay. So production clearly set this up. Rachel comes over, Danielle comes over, and Louie goes, I'm going to go talk to Nate. And I could tell production was like, wait, let's get a scene over here. We got to make sure we get a little scene over here. And Jen talks about the whole thing with Margaret, because Danielle and Rachel are new. So they're still, for Danielle and Rachel, they're like, I think Rachel is pretty clear she likes Marge, but Danielle's like, she's been nice to me. So even though I'm your friend, Jen, I'm not going to burn a bridge yet because she's been cool with me. And Jen's like, look, Marge is saying I'm calling her people. No, your people are calling me. And then she talks about the things that Laura said. And she's like, I don't trust her as far as I could throw her. And you guys shouldn't either. Teresa's like, look, she's a worse enemy to have. So that's why I said sorry to her. And she's explaining, like, this is why you're not seeing me still fighting like Jen. And Jen's like, she's a master manipulator, guys. She's going to try to get people on her team. And Teresa goes, she has a track record. Just do your homework and pay attention. And I wanted like Jen and Teresa to cross arms and like go back to back, like, yeah, like, that's right. We warned you kind of thing. Cause it was like an after school special. Like, that's right. Watch out for Marge. We've been around the block. You know, I mean, it's true, but you don't want Marge as your enemy. So I think the advice they're giving is stay on her good side. So they will. Let's see. Next week, what did we have? I have one line for next week. The trailer wasn't very good for next week. It's just Teresa in therapy and her saying that her brother's anger scares her, and the therapist being like, well, you know what we got to do? Cut him off. Teresa, Jersey does have a tendency to have quite a lot of filler episodes. I was going off about it last season. Pissed me off. There were like 4 filler episodes and it was a short season. That's not to say there isn't content. It's just that the editing's weird. So I hope next week isn't a filler episode. I'm not loving the pacing of this season so far. This episode was paced strange. Right? This like wasn't, I don't know. I want to see what next, the edit, you know what it is? I don't love the editing on Jersey. That is what it is. You don't love the editing. That's my issue. The pacing of it's off. There, I said it. Whatever that means. Anyway, sorry I was so late getting this episode out. Blame Tom and Rachel. It's their fault. But next week, it's finally settled. Well, I say that now. Knock on wood. It seems like it's settling down, but who knows what news will break. But next week, I should be able to stay on top of the episodes as I should. Okay, guys. I hope you're having a good one. Love you, mean it. Bye. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you did, would you mind leaving me a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you are listening? If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget there's the super thanks option down at the bottom, the little button with the dollar sign and the heart. And also I'm on buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo if you want to buy me a little coffee or 2 or 5. And my Patreon, that is where I'm covering all of the classic Bravo jams. If you want to follow me over there and subscribe, link is in the description.
And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at She Speaks Bravo. And whoever the guest was for today, all their information is always in the episode description. So if you want to follow them and check them out, check there for the info. And any of the sponsor codes that I mentioned in this episode will also be in the description. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.